We've got the annual Michael W. Baney Memorial Golf Scramble coming up next Sunday at the Fairfield Golf Course on John Gray Road in Fairfield. So it's been going on a long, long time. How much money has been raised today? Besides the golf outing, there's been a zillion concerts and other fundraisers. How much money are we talking about here?
I tried to figure it out, put a number on it. I think we've given out close to $150,000 worth of scholarships.
That's a lot of money. What do the scholarships consist of?
We go through the Cincinnati Scholarship Foundation, which is run by a good buddy of mine, Ned Herzenberg. And he sends out the applications to 120 different schools. He weeds them out, sends us the applications based upon financial need and grades. We'll all sit around, the board members, and pick one out, give them a call and say, hey, you just won the Michael Baney Scholarship Fund this year.
I'd love to see the look on their faces.
So would I, because it's always a phone call, and but it still gives you goosebumps, and it's a neat thing to do.
So how many folks have been awarded scholarships?
Every year. This will be our 19th year.
There's a very cool collaboration this year. Jim Hunt is with us. Jim Hunt with Play It Forward. Jim, tell us about your collaboration with the Michael W. Baney Memorial Golf Scramble and the Scholarship Fund.
Thank you, Brian. First of all, let me say that I'm thrilled to be able to co-sponsor this event with the Baney Scholarship Fund. You know, I have a very personal connection to this whole thing. Michael was shot and killed on December the 29th, 1995. That was just after playing at my 50th birthday party at Tommy's on Main. It was a Thursday night, and he and the Goshorn brothers all came. In fact, Michael showed up early and played with my son Noah and Jason Denny, who opened up. You know, Michael Baney was the consummate bass player. He never missed a beat. The bass was always present, was always there, but he wasn't a show-off either, you know what I mean? It was just a really steady, and, you know, the way that he melded with the Goshorn brothers back in those days, Steve Schmidt on the keyboards, Michael on bass, Larry and Timmy, and Billy Hines playing drums at the time, just an incredible group, and Michael was also a friend. He made a living tuning pianos, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was smart on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he had a day job.
That's actually the last time I saw Michael was tuning my piano in my basement. And when he was done, we sat on the bench and he played Beatles songs and we sang.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So he was just a sweet person. I mean, just really genuine and loving and a great bass player. I mean, you know, just an incredibly great bass player. I've heard a lot of bass players, and Michael was right up there.
He could really sing like a bird, too.
Yes, he could sing very well, yeah, yeah.
And go back further, back in the 70s, pre-Goshorn Brothers, when it was Mushroom Jones, I guess, and Michael was in the band Wheels, who we just lived at Shipley's and just couldn't get enough of Wheels in that band, too. So he means a lot to this entire community, especially the music community.
So I have fond memories of Michael, and I told Mark that I was going to commit, Play It Forward, to do everything we could to help promote and make this golf outing a success. So,
and while we're talking about that, we might as well give a little thumbnail sketch history of Play It Forward for people who may not know what it's about.
Play It Forward is an organization that Gary Burbank started some years ago. Its basic mission is to provide assistance, usually financial assistance, to local musicians who are in need. I mean, to give you an example, Larry Goshorn broke his ankle and needed some help with his medical payments. I'm mentioning these guys because they know, I mean, you know, they're not, they allowed me to talk about them. Randy Villars, we helped Randy out. I mean, I like to say that there's no organization in town, Brian, that does what we do. I mean, who else would have come to Kelly Redd's assistance after her house burned down and then later after her husband died of a heart attack? I mean, we were the only game in town that did that. Dan Henning, God rest his soul, a great performer who just recently passed away. We've helped out there. I mean, so that's our main mission. We also promote educational things for musicians. We have some connection with being able to get medical insurance, or not insurance, but at least treatment for musicians locally. So, again, I think we fill a niche that no other organization really does, Brian.
Mm-hmm. And thus far, tens of thousands of dollars have been raised for the Michael W. Baney Scholarship Fund. One of the big ones, of course, is the annual golf outing coming up on Sunday. Tell me about this, Mark. Is it going to be at Fairfield Golf Course on John Gray Road this year? I bet it's a barrel of laughs, too.
It'll be a ton of fun. It's always a ton of fun. I'm pretty sure, Jim, you're hooked up and your band Out on Bond is going to play for us.
That's my all-lawyer band. We're called Out on Bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's quite possible that we might have some members from the Wheels band. Steve Lester might be coming in town. Michael Wheeler's going to play on my foursome scramble team. And Mickey will have a team. So
we're going to have a link on the WVXU.org website for all the information. But tell us a little bit about what goes on. There's going to be music. There's going to obviously be golfing. What else does the day consist of there?
We've got a silent auction we're going to be doing. We have some cool guitars. Play It Forward donated a guitar. I think we got like three or four guitars we're going to have. Muhammad Ali signed boxing gloves. Mm. We're going to feed you. We're going to have plenty of beverages and just a great time. I think I got a hole-in-one hole for a free set of clubs.
But back up. Where did the Muhammad Ali boxing gloves come from?
Buddy
LaRosa is in on this,
Chinese
too?
Ancient secret, huh? My girlfriend, Patty, she had them for a long, long time. Wow. We've been holding on to them for a long, long time. And she donated them.
Hmm.
Patty Sita.
Kudos to you.
Really cool. And I've always been a big fan of Muhammad Ali, but it's really neat to have some nice items like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing, too. After the golf, if you can't golf, come on out and have a party with us. You know, because anybody can come out and bid on the items.
Play It Forward teamed up with the Bainey Scholarship Fund for the golf scramble coming up this Sunday at the Fairfield Golf Course on John Gray Road. And Mark Bainey, Jim Hunt, thanks for visiting with us here.
Brian, thank you again for having us. And even if you don't play golf, come on out. You can always make a donation and eat some food and listen to the music and enjoy yourself.
Hey, Brian, thanks a lot.
We hope to see everybody on Sunday up at the Fairfield Golf Course. And all the information can be found if you go to our website, WVXU.org. We'll link you to the Bainey website. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.